Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit and brought to you by me, your spirit messenger, Nicole Quinn. I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's in the chat room right now. My good friend there, Lisa Guided Truth, who I did a show with on Friday morning, is in there. We're thinking about doing another show together. I don't know if everyone got a chance to catch it. Lisa, if you feel like you can grab it real quick, maybe throw the link in for the archive show. It actually was pretty good, and we got a couple of people who were kind of regulars and listened to both of our shows to call in and kind of comment. It had a lot to do with children that have gifts and how to deal with negativity, that sort of thing. Well, thank you for being here with me and starting off your week. As always, I hope you all have a happy Monday and you start off the week right. Come on in here and pop into the chat room if you have access. I don't know, a lot of people listen on the phone and stuff like that, but it really makes the show a lot better if you can pop in there and chat with the other people or throw a comment out there once in a while. Let me know that you're picking up what I'm putting down, so to speak. It just enhances the show. And for every week, I pick different topics, sort of, but spirit kind of does what it wants to do and brings me in the direction that I'm supposed to go in. So I don't get to control. I recently did a blog where I talked about different definitions because there's a lot of stuff out there that, has one connotation or another. So, like, for example, the definition of psychic versus medium versus what I call myself, which would be a spirit messenger. And I think the reason why I picked that is it feels right to me because it takes me out of the role of responsibility for the message and puts me into the mode I need to be in where I am fully aware that I am only the messenger because I don't really choose what comes through. It's all up to them. And I'm the medium. I am not the source. So if spirit tells you something you don't like during a reading with me, it's not my fault. Isn't that nice how I can absolve myself even though, But, they always tell what you need to hear, and they're always going to convey the message that is the most important thing because it takes a lot of energy for this stuff to come through. And I have to give my energy to the process as well. So it's not just about I sit here and stuff just drops into my head all day and it's that easy. It's really just not that easy. So if you're interested, I'm going to just put a blog link in the chat room for those of you who are already in there and maybe you want to poke your head in and see what I've got posted. But the link for everybody else who may be listening on the replay later or don't have access to your computer, it's confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. It's all one word. And I've got lots of information on there, lots of stories of things that have happened to me that you can maybe relate to and tips on how to develop yourself, all kinds of, really good, geared towards you. Now, the big thing with this is my stuff is only as good as the feedback that I get. Yes, Spirit will tell me, focus on this, but if you could maybe send an email and say, this is one particular thing that I struggle with, guaranteed you're not the only person struggling with it. So send me the email. Allow me to be able to address that. You can throw it in the chat room if you don't want to email me, or you can post it on the Facebook page that I have because I'm also on Facebook. But, in order for me to put out there what you really want to hear, you need to help me out and tell me first. So let me know how that's going, how everyone's spiritual progress is going. Everybody that comes to this show comes to it from a different place on their own path. And nobody's right and nobody's wrong. It's all very, very individual. So just to put that out there. Now, I'll check again real quick. Oh, I've got 4 callers on the phone today. I did not plan on doing readings today. So, thanks, Lisa. She struggles with getting the right lotto ticket. Yeah, join the club, honey. I've got 4 callers. I really wasn't planning on doing readings today. I think what I'd like to do is, for anyone that's listening on the phone, if you're trying to get through because you have you want a message or something like that, I would suggest that you just kind of hang up for now because I'm not going to be able to get to that today. I really want to do some teaching work, and I'm probably going to have a show that's going to come up within the next couple of weeks with Lisa, Guided Truths here, because the two of us together seem to have kind of like a good synergy. We're kind of like tag team wrestling. So I think maybe what we'll do is we'll do a special show. She's actually got the account where you can do a little bit more in terms of time. So that'll be a lot more conducive to being able to answer your questions and not just, you know, the little snippets that I would be able to do on a show that's only 30 minutes long. So that's what I would suggest if you're kind of waiting to hear a message. Or, you know, I am going to get into this today because I'm getting a lot of heat here. A lot of people are asking questions about this stuff, but I do offer readings. And no, the readings are not free. Here they're free because this is sort of like, you know, it's an open forum. It's a chance for people to gather and kind of get their, you know, their visions out about where they're going and spiritually how they feel about things. It's more of an open forum. I do readings kind of just to help people see that, yes, I am able to do that, and you can hire me to do that if you'd like to. The thing here is, and I've got lots of notes because my brain was just going crazy today. I put up a discussion point on examiner.com, and if you search my name on there, you'll find all my articles. They're pretty much localized to San Antonio. But the question was, do you think psychics and mediums and healers should charge for what they do? Nobody's responded. So whoever wants to go in there and just put in your two cents, I don't care what it is, just something. Because what I'm getting a lot of is people that feel as though because I am able to do something that they're entitled to it. And I have a sensitivity about that. Do you think? Just because anybody can do anything doesn't mean you're entitled to it. I mean, I'm sure we've all been at cocktail parties where someone walks up and says, oh, yeah, I'm a chiropractor, you know. And he's like, and then they'll be like, well, oh, yeah, I got this crick in my neck. And you know what? Not everybody is interested in what you have going on and to offer their services. It is taking up their energy. It is taking their focus. It's taking their time. So please bear that in mind, that the courtesy readings that I give on here, nobody's entitled to them. I do that because I'm giving of my energy, and I'm not trying to put myself up on a pedestal, but it is actual work. I mean, it's like I said, you don't just sit there and be like, you know, hey, I know everything. I mean, for instance, I was at work, and there are a few people where I work as a massage therapist who know what I do, and one of them made the comment that, oh, man, you must know so much crap about me. No, I don't, because it's actually an effort for me to do that. You know, I'm not just walking around all day looking into your life. First of all, that is not something that I do because I don't feel that that's respectful. Who the hell am I to get inside your head and know your business without your permission? Really? I don't think I'd want that done to me, and I will certainly never do that to you. When I give a reading, that's your consent. You know, that's where you say to me, I consent for you to look inside my energy field. I consent for you to open up to the people who may want to give me a message. And bear in mind, I don't get to control what they give. They might tell me something you don't want another person to hear. And if that's the case, don't ask the question. Because I saw an episode of John Edward, for example, where this guy came through for his wife, and he was trying to allude to something about, you know, their little whoopee time together. And the lady just was like, no, I don't know anything about that. And he's like, yeah, like some kind of thing about the laundry, where you guys would talk about the laundry, and it was code for something. And she just stood there, straight faced, didn't want to acknowledge it. But eventually was like, oh, yes, the laundry. That's the kind of thing that people will come through with. It's the personal stuff. Because they want you to know it's them. And if you don't want a third party to hear that, please just don't be surprised. Because I don't judge, but I do have to deliver. So sometimes I struggle with how am I going to say something and that kind of stuff too. So I'm going to just go look through my notes here. For the people that are new to the new age stuff, and you're trying to figure out, how do I go about this? I get a lot of people, and like I said, the shows are based on your questions, and it's based on the conversations I have from week to week with different kinds of people. People that are already knee-deep in this, and people that are just poking their head in and trying to understand how do I progress with this stuff. You're going to find a whole gamut of things. It's just like anything else. For people that sit in a boardroom all day, and if you're an observant kind of person, like, I don't know, I was always that way because some of the stuff was pretty boring and didn't pertain to me. So then I'd look around, and they're always the likely candidates, just the same kind of characters. You're going to get the person who's unsure, who always yields to another person in the meeting. You're going to get the person who doesn't want you to know that they don't know anything and will constantly ask questions and poke holes in other people's theories. You'll get the know-it-alls who won't let you talk over them. People are people, and it doesn't matter if you're in the spiritual community or, as I said, if you're in a board meeting. This is the characteristic of having an ego, and we all have to work with our ego. Now, earlier today I was listening to another show on here, and there was a guest on, and they talked about what it means to be human. And I thought, finally, someone else who doesn't think that being human is a waste of time, and we're all sitting here just trying to figure out how to get rid of this condition. If anything is present in your life, whether or not you deem it to be bad or incorrect, it's there for a reason. And last week, I talked about how one of my guides came through and was talking about how we don't see the hidden gifts and things because we're always just trying to get to that place where it's our comfort zone. And so it's like, well, I just want this gone. I just want it fixed. If you take yourself out of the situation and become the observer and just take a look, you will find that there are hidden treasures in every single experience that you have. There is an awesome video out there. It's a DVD, and it's by Debbie Ford, and it's called The Shadow Effect. And I'm bringing this up because it's come up quite a few times this week. It's like, mention the shadow effect. This is a video that everybody can enjoy, whether you're in the spiritual community or not. This is about people taking a look at themselves and seeing the part of them that they do not like, that they do not want to acknowledge. And this could be just a character trait that you have, or it could also be things that you've done in the past that you regret. So Debbie Ford, she runs these workshops where, I mean, it's amazing. If you don't cry during this, you're made out of stone. She gets these workshops together where people explore their shadow side. And at the end, she has everybody do an exercise where they admit, they say, I'm sorry for whatever it is that they do. You know, I'm sorry for being so selfish, you know, with regard to whatever. And she does this with people having blindfolds on because it's very, very hard to say these kinds of things. I mean, this stretches up a lot of stuff. But as soon as they say it, it's almost like they're set free. And she pairs them up with people, and the other people tell them, I forgive you for being so selfish. And, I mean, oh, my God. Like, I watch this thing, and I'm like, every time I'm amazed. Every single time I'm amazed. And I always hear something different that I didn't hear the time before. There's a lot of parts. It's only maybe like 70 minutes long. You have to check it out. If you're not spiritual, it doesn't matter. This is called being human. And when you embrace the whole part of yourself and there's nothing for you to hide from anymore, you are set free. It is extremely powerful. So just a word on that, on being human. Psychic or not, if I'm here on this planet, I'm a human being. You know, I'm talking to you from both vantage points because I happen to be aware of the access I have to stuff that's outside of this plane. But that doesn't make my life any easier because I still have to go through everything. I don't wake up in the morning and hear, you know, be sure to step over this pothole that you're going to find, and they give me the calculations of where it's going to be in the road. I mean, it doesn't work that way. You still have to learn. The challenge being for people like me is you have to learn and you have to teach at the same time. And I had remembered in the beginning asking my guides, like, you guys actually are telling me I have to teach? And I'm thinking in terms of, like, professor, school teacher, the stuff that I have that's in context. And they're like, you're going to teach. And I'm thinking, how am I supposed to teach things? I don't know. Because I could kind of get a visual of what they were trying to express to me. And they're like, don't worry. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Really? Don't worry about it. Have you met me? I worry about everything. And it's actually kind of more challenging to have access to some of this stuff and have a spiritual kind of role because this is a majorly crazy time on the planet where a lot of things are shifting. The energy's shifting. People's attitudes are shifting. I'm part of what's going to bring in the next part of this whole plan. And a lot of people out there, the ones that are waking up, we're the ones that are going to help it be possible for the next people to come through. And the way that I'm shown it is that we are the way showers. I don't know how it could be any more simple. But they always give me the most simple things, and of course I try to complicate them. But we're the way showers. And like, I'm a person, for example, I had this conversation with someone that I had a consult with yesterday. I'm a person that doesn't have children. I'm a person that never wanted to have children. I don't have anything against them. I don't think I'm particularly mean, but it's just not something that's ever been part of my makeup. Now, the reason for that, there is a reason. I'm having to be mother in a different way. I'm having to be the person who shows the parents, basically whoever's around right now, of the children that are going to be coming in, those souls, how to be okay with what their children are going to start telling them and the things they're going to be able to see and know. So it's kind of like it's a progressive thing, you know? You can't just, boom, think about anything that's ever come to light. Nobody accepts it right away. It's very hard, and Spirit knows this. So there have been waves of people who have come through and made little changes, all of these different things to try to unite us. And so basically, this, if you're here now, know that you're a part of this plan. Whether you're completely awake or not, you're definitely part of this plan. So having said that, I was born with a big mouth, as my mom would always say. You have a big mouth, Nicole. I know, I do. And I own that big mouth. That's part of my shadow. I used to hate that. I used to think, I need to be a shrinking violet. I can't say this. People will be upset by that. And at some point, when I started to do all this kind of work and the shadow work, I learned to embrace that big mouth. And I found it to be quite useful in a lot of situations. So this big mouth is helping me get out there and help all of you guys, like, get going and to learn that you don't have to be afraid of the things that you think are horrible, because they're not. Nothing about you is all good and nothing about you is all horrible. We're human, and humanness is not a sin. It's a necessary part of your development, and that is why we're here. So the baseline for all of my teaching is human beings are not useless. This is an incarnation that has a purpose. Now, back to the whole entering the spiritual community thing. You're going to find different kinds of people and different kinds of circles that are just the same types you're going to find anywhere else. So, like, for example, one of the things that I am is a Reiki master now. You know, I use Reiki if and when I need to, but I don't walk around telling everyone that I'm a Reiki master, because, frankly, I think master is kind of a weird, it's got a weird connotation, and I don't want people to think that I'm trying to rise above everyone, because really Reiki is about being of service and helping people. And if I tell everyone I'm a master, that I don't think that conveys the right thing. But in the Reiki community, different circles that you'll move in and out of, if you go into that sort of a healing field, you'll find the same kind of people. You'll find people that they're thinking, this doesn't really resonate with me, but it seems like people think this is really good. And when I tell people about it, they think I'm good, so I'm going to stay here and this is what I'm going to do. And that's just, you know, it's just human nature. You have to deal with the human part of all of this in the process of working with the spiritual part. One of the other healing techniques I learned was reconnective healing. Eric Pearl has written a book called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And during his seminars, I mean, I don't know what he's like personally. I don't know the guy, but from what I saw, he can be kind of an ass. And I think that he specifically does a little bit of that on stage just to show you that just because you're a healer doesn't mean you don't have these other qualities. Like, you don't have to walk around. He says it. He goes, you don't have to walk around in robes, you don't have to wear sandals, and you don't have to give up everything you own. And he'll do something like demand, hey, where's my Mountain Dew? It's not on stage here. What do I pay you people for? And then he'll look at the crowd and smile and say, hey, everybody, guess what? I'm a healer. And he is. So he perfectly illustrates this. Like, I just want to just kiss him, because I love that he is not afraid to show that he is a human being and that there is nothing wrong with that. So you're going to deal with egos. It's really good if you can temper your ego a little bit by remembering that, you know, it doesn't all have to be so serious. And if you think about it, you know, acceptance is a really big thing. It's a really big part of being human. And if you think about the biggest stars on this whole planet throughout time, throughout history, there have been a lot of them who, and you would think no matter, if a lot of people really like you and a lot of people think what you're doing is fantastic and your ego needs that, that you would just be ecstatic, right? The more people that love me, the more good I feel. Well, then how come so many of them are found, you know, committed suicide in a room, or they're drugged up to the point where they can't see straight. If you don't feel that way about yourself, nothing, no amount of other people telling you how fantastic you are will ever be enough. You'll never have enough fans. There'll never be enough compliments. This is something that's really key as you go into this kind of a thing. When you go into a room full of people and everyone's sort of on their own spiritual path, people are going to be on a different place that seems ahead of you. Other people will be behind you. It doesn't matter. Everybody is a human being, and you're all just trying to find your way. So try to put yourself on that kind of a level where you're accepting of people for being human, and you're accepting of yourself, and it all has to come from you. That's kind of one of the things that people, I call them workshop junkies. You'll find a lot of people who do this. They basically go from workshop to workshop. They've got a buttload of certificates. They've got, you know, a whole trunk full of toys and pendulums and, you know, cards and all kinds of stuff. And all of these people, let me just type this back in there. All of these people, they have all this stuff, haven't figured it out yet. This is just stuff. It's just stuff. The power comes from you. The more you give power to things outside of yourself that you can hold in your hand, the further away you are from getting to where you need to be, and the further away you are from understanding and realizing who you really are. And I know Lisa hates the love and light stuff. That's okay. I love you anyway. But this is really the truth. If you can't pick up like 5 or 6 different kinds of cards without even knowing what the context is and get a message, you're not getting the message, because the cards don't have any power. It's what you see in the cards. And it's because it comes from you. And the same thing with the pendulum and all that stuff. I mean, yes, the pendulum's awesome. You can play with it. It's fun. But after a while, if you're really serious about becoming, you know, a whole person with, you know, all of your parts integrated, you have to let go of some of these things. I've seen people sit there and tell me things about their cards as if they're people. My cards call for me when I'm not around. Come on. It's a piece of paper with a graphic on it. Get a grip, okay? You need to just let it go. Drives me crazy. So you get, like, these people that are, they're workshop junkies and all that stuff. They're, like, addicts. They can't get enough education, and it really doesn't matter. Let's see. I'm getting a question about whether or not I'm going to be able to take questions or whatever. I'm going to ask people to just email me if they would like to do that, because I'm not going to be able to do that today. Today I want it to be a teaching show. And even though it explicitly says that in the description, I know that I'm a poop, and sometimes I actually give in and I go, okay, I got to do this. So I try to pull a card here or there, but I can't do that today. So the other stuff that I want to talk about today is kind of important. I want to get it out there, and let me see how many minutes I have left on my beautiful. Oh, I have 7 minutes. Fantastic. I'll never get this all out in 7 minutes. Okay, let me pick this up. So, you know, don't be fooled by people who have like a million initials after their name and their walls are wallpapered with certificates. Because if they're using their left brain and they're just passing tests and all that sort of thing, how do you know that they really know how to do what they're going to do? I don't have a metaphysical degree. I'm not a doctor of metaphysical stuff. I don't have that, but I don't really think I need it. I'm pretty sure that if God wanted me to have that, he'd find a way for me to get it. The ability's there. You don't really need to have all these pieces of paper all over the place to prove to do that you can do something that you can do. Look at how many people are not educated, and they go out and they write beautiful music or they paint. Do you need to be taught that? Of course not. Some people have a natural talent and a natural ability. So just bear that in mind if you're looking for someone to do some reading for you, a tarot reading or any kind of reading, mediumship. Go with your gut, because all of that stuff really doesn't matter. Now, one of the things I want to talk about too is, on the same token as what I started the show with, if you know somebody has an ability, it's really, really not okay to just run up to them and be like, do you see anybody around me? For a couple of reasons. First of all, that puts the person on the spot and it puts pressure on them. And you're asking for them to be interrupted from whatever it is they're doing, whatever they're thinking, where they're going. People don't really enjoy that when they're in the spiritual kind of field. It's nice that you're recognizing it, but we just don't want to do that. You know, there's a time and a place, there's a context and a setting, And it's just not responsible for you to just think, like, I wouldn't run up to you and be like, hey, I heard you can do this. Why don't you just throw something together for me right now? It's rude. And on the other side of it, when you start to get, you know, develop your skills, it's not really okay for you to just run up to people and start giving them readings either. Now, for example, here in San Antonio, I've noticed, and I've noticed this in multiple places, but the South seems to be notorious for it. Nobody here wants to seem rude. It's like the kiss of death if you disagree with someone. Like, people are super polite, and you don't always know what they think. You can walk up to someone and say, I really have this great message, and I'm a psychic, and I want to do all this stuff. They may not want that message, but they're not going to tell you because they don't want to seem rude, and you've put them on the spot. So just have some respect for the people that do readings, and if you're a person who does readings and you're learning and you're excited, try to make sure that the person that you're trying to read has consented to the reading. You know, when someone comes to me and they want to do a reading, like I said, that's your consent. But even so, I still sit there and I say to spirit, you know, this has been set up. This person has asked me to do this. And if you would please send me the best and highest messages for this person today, that would be fantastic. But only what is meant to come through. I don't push. And I learned early on, if I try to push, it doesn't really work. You know, I cannot bully spirits. They'll just not answer. I can look at you and ask you a question. You cannot answer. It's your choice. They don't have to answer me either. Unbelievably, you know. And they really are people. Most of what's out there, I mean, there's multidimensional beings, and that's a whole different conversation. But they're just people. And although occasionally I'll get somebody who's grumpy because they were grumpy here and they're still grumpy there, you don't really get any nasty. I haven't really gotten any nasty messages. And if I did, I know that it wouldn't be from a person that was trying to come through. The whole thing about protection and making sure that you can discern something that's for the highest good, all of that, that's kind of important. So, you know, just a little thing to put out there. And definitely, if you can get a chance to go on examiner.com, check out that little discussion thread that I put out there about charging. There are people out there that charge, like, I'm not lying, I saw somebody who charges $8,500 for healing sessions. That's insane. I don't know how you can charge that. And maybe it's because, you know, I'm not living high off the hog and I would never be able to pay that. But, you know, my rates are really reasonable. I've seen some people that charge like hundreds of dollars and stuff. I'm not there. That's not who I'm meant to communicate with. I'm here to communicate with the people that are real, down to earth, looking for help, who want to help themselves. And those are probably not the kind of people that can afford to pay $1,000. And I don't think I'm so hot that $1,000 an hour is my price range, but maybe that's me. Maybe I kind of work on my ego. Let's see. Let me see what else is going on in the chat room. You guys are all having a grand old time in there. I love when you guys are in there talking. It makes everything so much more fun for me, too. I think that's pretty much all the stuff I wanted to cover in terms of the ethics and all that stuff. And people are asking in the chat room about what I charge and all that. And if you go to confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com, there is going to be a link that's at the top of the page that says schedule a reading with me. And I've really taken the time to kind of explain what a reading is like so that you have sort of some expectations that are set before you go in. I'll definitely talk to you about whatever it is that you want to get out of the reading. And I'm going to quickly in the chat room post my Facebook and my Examiner page, because the Examiner page is under San Antonio, but you can find me if you put the thing in there. There we go, examiner.com. So as you go through your week, the most important thing to remember is just treat others the way you want to be treated. Have respect for people. Bear in mind that not everybody is going to be open to this stuff. And just what else? Oh, yeah. If any of you out there has iTunes, and I know a lot of people do, you can subscribe by clicking this little iTunes icon right on the top of the page, and you can download the shows to your iTunes. And it'll also just kind of automatically update if you miss a show. It'll just automatically download it, and you can listen to it at a later time. Listening live is awesome, and I love it when everybody's here, and the participation is great. But if you can't, that's available. So you can do that and never miss a show. And I've got to wrap it up here. I've got about 30 seconds left. So thank you guys for coming into the room today and chatting. And for everyone that's listening, I hope that you'll join me next week. I'll make an announcement about any other shows that I might be on throughout the week. So check out the Facebook page. That's where I'm going to post it. And as we walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Namaste. Have a great week.